You're with Fenella Kernebone here on RN, and this is By Design.
Late last year on By Design, we visited a retirement village and we had a huge response from you. Many of you were very worried about moving into a retirement village. Well, we've found three couples who've dealt with some of the issues of designing a space for themselves and their bodies as they get older. Near Taree on the New South Wales mid-north coast, they've custom built a home for all six of them to live through their retirement. They engaged local Taree architect John Basden, and the brief was for each couple to have a separate suite with a bedroom, bathroom, study and deck, the shared space, a large kitchen, dining and lounge room. So let's join producer Claudia Taranto with Heather, Michael, Rick and Judy.
Well, you've managed to do what a lot of baby boomers seem to dream about, which is saying, no thanks, I'm not going to go into the retirement village. I'm going to find a bunch of friends and get old gracefully together in the one living space. How have you managed to do it?
With a lot of planning. It's taken us 10 years or more to work the whole thing out together and get here and get settled together.
It also took a great deal of tenacity, because you can imagine the obstacles in the road that we came across. Finding a place was the first. Somebody would say, well, I don't like that, and I don't like living in the shade of that mountain, and I need to be nearer to a cappuccino, and I'm not sure I want to be right on the ocean where things would get rusted. And so little things would come up that we learned a lot about each other and certainly about ourselves.
We did a lot of brainstorming on it and took notes of what we wanted, and one of them was, considering that we're all getting older, proximity to a hospital. So, you know, we had to be reasonably close so that an ambulance could take us off to a hospital quickly.
Far enough away from Sydney to get out of there, but close enough if we needed to come back for a variety of different reasons. So it's about 4 hours away from Sydney, and that sort of works, and it's far enough for nobody to attempt to commute.
Now, you actually tried out living together in Sydney, first of all.
Yes.
What did you learn from that experience in terms of what you need in the design of a living space for each of the three couples to be separate enough but also together enough?
That it's very important to have private space and to have the choice of taking private time or being together with others. We did think for a while about having a shared workspace, and one of the things that we learned is that we've got quite different work styles, and some people do quiet work and some people do a lot of talking work and so on. So we worked out that it was better for us to have our individual study space, as you see here, rather than a shared one.
One of the big things we've got out of the shared space is an enormous economy. The amount of money we're saving just in the shared space is wonderful. For six people, one stove, you know, one top and one oven is really all you need. And to have any more would be just a tragic waste of money. We can spend it on other things much better, and it makes our money go a lot farther. Another thing about the shared space that's fun is just having the people. That was one of the things I discovered in Longueville, was it was fun to be with my friends. It was more than just convenience, and it was more than just saving money. It was actually fun. So to be, you know, able to be private, anytime I've had too much of people, I can just close the door and come in here and sit on my computer. But most of the time, I like to hang out with Michael or Judy and just chit-chat about, you know, whatever's going on in the world or our lives. And having that all available without having to drive across town is a big plus. One of the things I remember from 10 years ago when we began all of this was looking at our parents and looking at their lives and thinking they're a bit lonely. It's impossible to get around easily. So to go across town to visit friends doesn't happen anymore. And people get more and more withdrawn, more and more, you know, hermits in their own homes. And again, I think that's tragic. I think that's what makes us age quicker, is just not having access to each other.
Is it a bit like being married to five people?
Yes.
We've alluded to the question of support. And so there's really a strong element of support. So, for example, a couple of years ago, Eve had her hips done. She had a double hip replacement. So Rick and I were here, as well as her husband Daniel. So because there were four of us dealing with it, we were able to provide a lot more than just if she and Daniel had been trying to handle it on their own. And we will, you know, that somebody's going to lose a spouse at some point. And, you know, we've seen from our own parents when that happens that it's a hugely lonely time. There's an irreparable loss for them in that. And, you know, we'll be able to provide more support in times like that.
And even on the simplest day-to-day level, there's a very easy arrangement of people cook in turn. One, somebody from the couple would turn out a meal in the evening, and pretty well we always have that if we're here. But there's nothing rigid or fixed about that. So it's an easy arrangement that gives us a lot of extra benefit.
There's also the other thing that happens between the six of us, which has always been so, even as friends just getting together socially, is that there's a lot of skill sharing. So we have a lot of experience and talents and different skills between us, and we get a lot done for each other and with each other and for ourselves that we wouldn't otherwise easily do.
We're standing in the open shared space of the house, and it's got a fairly high ceiling, and the kitchen has a really big island bench space and lots of cupboard space. And then we're looking at the lounge room, which has a potbelly stove, and the dining room, but it's all one big space. Can you tell me about it?
You can see over the kitchen that there are windows and louvers. So this is part of John's design. This is a place where in winter the sun comes through into this space, and also the louvers are there so that in summer there's a lot of easy movement of air through the space and providing cooling. It was very important to us not to have air conditioning or central heating from an energy efficiency and a cost point of view.
And you've got two huge fridges.
Fridges, yeah.
What was that about?
Well, for six people, you need freezing space and you also need enough cooling space. So while we make meals for one another, we have different dietary preferences and perhaps needs as well. And that may change also as time goes on, like develop further. Like, you know, if somebody got diabetes or somebody gluten intolerant or whatever. So each of us has a space in this pantry or larder, walk-in larder.
It's huge. Let's walk in. It smells beautiful, choices. All the garlic and everything that's in here.
Yeah, and you can see some common tastes.
You engaged a local architect, and he was somewhat challenged by the site from having read your blog, partly because the site was facing in the wrong direction in order to take full advantage of passive solar. What happened there?
John Basden is our designer's name, and he's a real focus on the solar, on solar efficiency, and a creative genius. So, yes, when he first looked at the site, he thought, oh, well, if you'd consulted with me before you bought this, I'd have said, you know, find something that's north-facing rather than south-facing.
Move the hill.
But it just meant that he had to design it with solar efficiency in mind and compensate in ways that he might not otherwise have had to do. So there are, you know, thickened glass on the view sides of the house. So we're having to look through the thickened glass, which is fine. We don't notice this, but John was having to pay attention to these things in the design.
And did he balk at the idea of designing for three couples to live both independently and together?
He tried.
I'm sure he quailed inside, but he was always very, very open and forthcoming and generous about it.
And there are certain aspects of the design, like the corridors have are quite wide and there are a couple of access ramps. Can you talk about why you've made those particular decisions?
We're getting older, and that there's six of us, the likelihood there's going to be walkers in our lives, that there could even be a wheelchair in our lives is, I think, something to face.
You can see we're at that time where there are things starting to change for us physically, for example. And so designing a life and designing a living setup which allows you to segue from city-based, very active, highly involved individual or family to something where you've actually got to start planning in more recreation, maybe therapeutic matters like physiotherapy. So it's just important to pick the time and know that it's coming at you, design something and make the change while it's still possible to do it.
So you're saying don't leave it too late.
Don't leave it too late, yeah.
Producer Claudia Taranto there with the Shedders, as they call themselves. That's two of the three couples who've designed a house to share their retirement years in near Taree in coastal New South Wales. And a question for you, what do you think about this? Would you share your retirement with your friends? Do you think it's a good idea? Or if not, why not? We would love to hear from you. Links are on our website, where you can also find links to their blog and some images of the house.